The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
So I can't send her the Guinness because I won't be there to accept it, according to Uber Eats. What is going on? So now I got to head down there and drop it off? Oh, this is getting very difficult. Jonathan, you may be doing a little bit of work after the show. Just saying, this isn't what you signed up for, but this is the gig.
That's fine.
You know, if you wanted it simple, you could have worked, you know, with Kendall and Casey. Just now. Not how it works right here. Not at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. The TikTok conversation, that's going to be the big news story today. And of course, it should be. Because we're asking a serious question about whether or not TikTok, the video service, wildly popular, unbelievably successful in terms of how it connects with its users, its entire interface, its entire, algorithm. It's remarkable. But it's also dangerous because it's China. And that can't be said enough. And the people who are unwilling to recognize this, well, they're the unserious ones. This was Representative Jamal Bowman, who is standing in front of a sign in front of the Capitol that says, "Keep TikTok." And this is his commentary.
You know, Robert, I just realized something. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's the problem. And I mention that in the context of engaging young people in the democratic process.
What democratic process if China's involved? Do you listen to yourself, Jamal Bowman? Swag? Is this the conversation we're having? Whether or not Republicans have the right style? Your style is, look how cool I am. I don't care what China does. Your style is going to get us killed, man. Not because I say so. Not because I'm just some flip-glib fool like the so-called journalists in Indianapolis. No, because China already says they want to have control. China doesn't say anything other than destroy the enemy. And the technology gets used against us and the data gets used against us, which is why we have these issues with Huawei and ZTE. My God, man, having swag makes you completely ignorant. But you see, we're not cool. Conservatives aren't cool. You're not hip. What are you going to do? Play Lee Greenwood again? And yes, they are. Admittedly, Republicans are absolutely morons when it comes to culture. If you're playing Lee Greenwood at your event sucks. I don't want to sit here and argue it with you. It is fact. Donald Trump comes out to Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American. That event sucks. It's a bad song to begin with. It has no cultural impact. There's nothing hip about it. You sound old, ridiculous, and daft. By the way, if you're the left and you find yourself on video dancing to WAP, you got your own problems, kid. If you're dancing to WAP and then you're telling me about how women are treated, I'm just going to smile, drink my tea, and say, what else? Jamal Bowman doesn't understand the threat. And he proves that he doesn't understand the threat.
It's also a place where 5 million small businesses are selling their products and services and making a living. Making a living at a time where our economy is struggling in so many ways. So we're talking about free speech for everyday Americans. We're talking about small business owners who use TikTok to grow their business.
You've heard me say exactly the same thing. Of course we understand what we're talking about here when it comes to small business owners, when it comes to people making a living on TikTok. This is an awful conversation to have, but there's a national security implication that cannot be denied, and Jamal Bowman seems to want to deny exactly that.
And my question is, and we're going to pivot to the other part of the conversation, why the hysteria and the panic and the targeting of TikTok? As we know, Republicans in particular have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China. They've been
I'm going to stop right there. This is what we call a useful idiot. Republicans have been sounding a red scare. Democrats voted to have the committee, the select committee on China. A red scare? You're going to bring this back to a concept of Hoover? A McCarthy? What are you nuts? But the answer is, well, some people are all political all the time. And some people see China not as not a threat, but rather as a goal. I will break down more of this on Tony Katz today at noon, and we will share how some of that hearing goes today.